Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, Director of the World Ocean Observatory. On September 27, 2007, John Negroponte, Deputy Secretary of State for the United States and former U.S. Ambassador to the UN, testified before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee in support of the ratification of the UN Convention for the Law of the Sea. While he indicated that the U.S. had historically supported most of the terms and conditions of the convention, he argued that failure to ratify now was antithetical to American interest in the environmental health of the oceans, in the protection of sovereign rights in marine areas, and in future negotiations by not having a seat at the table. The convention was initially proposed in 1982, and then-President Reagan did not favor ratification primarily because of restrictions on deep-sea mining, specific conditions which have been, according to Negroponte, appropriately revised in 1994. Nonetheless, U.S. approval of the treaty has not been forthcoming for more than a decade since. Negroponte's reasons for endorsement pertain to security, sovereignty, and sustainability. Security, of course, relates to deployment of American armed forces around the world, navigational rights and freedoms to, quote, get to the fight, sustain our forces during the fight, and return home safely without permission from other countries, unquote. He argues that the treaty limits the territorial waters of coastal states to 12 miles, affords unhindered passage through all seas, archipelagos, and straits, and enables the boarding of stateless vessels on the high seas for maritime security reasons, anti-narcotic efforts, and anti-proliferation of nuclear and other weapons of terror. Sovereignty pertains to economic and resource interests. Negroponte takes note of recent Russian expeditions to the Arctic, data collection efforts, and even territorial claims beyond the 200-mile exclusive economic zone afforded all nations. The Russians went so far as to plant a flag on the ocean floor, a symbolic gesture as provocative as the U.S. flag on the moon. Similar expeditions and claims have been made by Norway, Canada, Denmark, Brazil, and Ireland. As the convention permits such extensions under circumstances approved by an authorized commission on the limits of the continental shelf, the U.S., as a non-party, would have no standing either to claim or oppose such claims. These initiatives, of course, are primarily motivated by the assumption of rich oil, gas, and mineral deposits existing in these areas, exclusion from which would not serve the interests of American corporations. Finally, sustainability pertains to the health of the living resources of the world's oceans, to regulation of pollution at sea, to the protection of highly migratory fish stocks, and to the encouragement of other nations to enforce more laws and concepts for protection of the marine environment. Negroponte concludes by countering several myths used by opponents to ratification. He details modifications to the seabed mining provisions, the existence of tribunals for conflict resolution, legal process for the release of apprehended vessels, restrictions against the imposition of international fees, taxes, and royalties, and the capacity to interdict weapons of mass destruction and other illicit cargoes. He concludes that the U.S. can no longer stand outside the international community and thereby lose the favorable provisions already extended by the convention, as well as the ability to influence future deliberations and legal structures. All nations approach such treaties through self-interest. Many citizens are unaware, however, of the specific reasons given and the complex interests at stake. The ocean is an extraordinary example of the challenges of governance and the need for consensus and cooperation to mitigate damage while sustaining natural resources and quality of life. Regardless of interest, whether military, economic, or environmental, positive resolution can only occur if all parties engage. To effect that engagement is the purpose of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is a project of the World Ocean Observatory. Online at www.thew2o.net. World Ocean Radio is produced by Amelia Poole in association with WERU Community Radio, Blue Hill, Maine.